Do I need to take vitamin D supplements? Thanks for asking. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin, and it's not for nothing. Our bodies make it from cholesterol when exposed to sunlight. The sun's ultraviolet B rays hit cholesterol in the skin cells, providing the energy needed for vitamin D synthesis to occur. Naturally, during autumn and winter, there's less sunlight, and government advice suggests that everyone should consider taking vitamin D supplements. In fact, most people are vitamin D deficient regardless of the season. Sedentary lifestyles mean most of us simply don't get enough sun exposure. Really, you want to get about 20 minutes per day when you can. Ideally, that will be before 11 a.m. or after 5 p.m. as UV levels peak in between those times, meaning sunlight can be damaging to the skin.
What's so special about vitamin D?
It's essential for immunity, bone strength, muscles, tendons, cartilage, and more. The fascinating thing is that it actually works more like a hormone than a vitamin. For example, it promotes the absorption of calcium, which isn't the kind of thing vitamins usually do. Furthermore, vitamin D acts throughout almost the entire body. Vitamin D receptors are found in all organs and systems. According to the NHS, a deficiency can lead to bone deformities like rickets in children. Meanwhile, in adults, a lack of vitamin D can cause bone pain through a condition called osteomalacia.
Can vitamin D be found in food?
There are different forms of vitamin D, but the ones our bodies store best is vitamin D3. The best foods to eat for increasing vitamin D intake include oily fish, red meat, liver, egg yolk, and fortified cereals. You should eat these foods regularly and make them part of your weekly shopping list. Bear in mind that while dairy can provide vitamin D, in the UK, cow's milk isn't as fortified as elsewhere, so it's not really as good a source of vitamin D as you might first think.
So who should be taking vitamin D supplements then?
First of all, it's best to try boosting your intake through natural sunlight and your diet. Still, if you want to get an idea of your vitamin D levels, you can take a blood test. If you're diagnosed with a deficiency, your doctor will likely recommend starting with supplements. The blood test reading will also help work out the optimal dosage. If you're considering supplements for your child, you absolutely must get a medical checkup first. Take vitamin D supplements moderately and responsibly, either in the form of tablets or liquids. Don't go overboard, always stick to the recommended dosage. That's because vitamin D supplements can actually block natural synthesis if overconsumed. There you have it! Now you know what vitamin D supplements are.
In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.